Sila Jachi Adile Kokola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Hidaya Dariya Bola Vraj Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangira Namare Vraj Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangira Namare Chejana Goranga Vadise Hoya Mara Pranare Jejana Se Hoya Mara Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Kadachit Kalindita Tavipita Sangita Karavo Mudaviri Nari Vadana Kamalasvada Madupa Rama Shambhu Brahma Marapati Ganesha Chitapado Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Bolo Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. So this is a very nice song by the poet Yadudas. I wish you could see it on the screen. Maybe Krishna Kroni could turn it back on again. So he describes that Chodike Mahanta Meli, and all from all four sides, all the different Mahants, great souls, or leaders of different groups of Vaishnavas. They were gathered together, Koraye Kirtana Keli, and they were doing pastimes, play in the way of kirtan. Sata Sampradaya Gaya Geet. Very interesting what Yadudas says. This is a similar statement found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The word sampradaya is used. How there were many sampradayas at the Rathiatra Kirtan. Not just one sampradaya. We think this Chaitanya Sampradaya, this Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. But that wasn't the only sampradaya there. What does it mean? The meaning is that there were so many different groups of followers of Lord Gaura Roy. And each one of them were considered different sampradayas. And in each and every group, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. It means they weren't all one. But rather, they were in small groups, because that's very sweet. That was how Srila Prabhupada envisioned, I think, ISKCON. He wanted each temple to be an autonomous group. And they would all have different moods. The French Vaishnavas, the Chinese Vaishnavas, the American Vaishnavas, the Russian Vaishnavas. And they would have their own little groups. So all these different groups, Sata Sampradaya Gaya Geet, they were all there singing various songs at the Rathiatra. Bhaji Charudhasa Kola. The sounds of 14 different mridangas were being carried out in that kirtan. Very, very wonderful thing. Gagana Bhedila Rola. And they seemed to break the ether, these sounds of this mridanga. Deki Jagannath Anandita. And everyone was looking simply at Lord Jagannath, feeling great, great ecstasy. Unamata Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was dancing there in a mad way. That transcendental avadut was wild with ecstasy. dancing at that Rathayatra. Acharya Advaita Chandra, Advaita Charya was there, jumping up and down, shouting, Harivo, Harivo! Huh? Pandita Shivas Haridas. Shivas Thakur was there. Haridas Thakur was there. They were all dancing like madmen in this kirtan. Esabari Sangha Kori. Majje Nache Gorahari. Then in the middle of all those devotees who were in ecstasy, Bhakata Mandala Charipas, Lord Gora Roy was dancing. Hari Hari Bola Bole, Parabare Mahidale, Nayane Bahaya Jaladar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that kirtan was leaping into the air, twirling around like a firebrand, and shouting, Harivo, Harivo! When he would land, his feet would seem to make the whole earth shake. Meanwhile, the water was coming from his eyes like a syringe. And everyone who was nearby, Lord Gaudahari, they were getting drenched with the water shooting out from his eyes. There in that kirtan in front of Lord Jagannath, Premira Taranga Ranga, Lord Gaudaroy was performing pastimes in the waves of prema. Now he's Krishna, and he's come to taste Radharani's ecstasy, and he's fully enjoying it. Sumeru Jiniya Anga, his Anga, his body, defeated the beauty of the golden Mount Sumeru. Taha Ashta, Satvikar Bikar. And Lord Gaura Roy, on his body, one could see all the different Asta Satvikara Bhavs, all the different ecstatic symptoms. Bhava Beshi Gaura Roy, Nachite Nachite Yai. In great ecstasy, Lord Gaura Roy, he was dancing and dancing as he moved in that kirtan. And he was Lord Jagannath watching this. Dhiri dhiri chali Jagannath. He was following behind very slowly and staring with big round eyes, watching the ecstatic dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ananda bhishmoya mana. And all the devotees in ecstasy and wonder and bewilderment, bishmoya, moya, filled with this. Deki prema sankirtan. They were dancing there. And he says that seeing this thing, nija parikara ghanasata, everyone felt bliss and wonder. Jure gela dukkha shoka. All unhappiness, all sadness and misery have gone away. Prema moya bhashila lok. Everyone is just floating in the ocean of prema. Stabara jangama pasupaki. Stabara, those living entities which can't move. And jangama, living entities which can move. Pashu, the beasts, and paki, the birds, who were flying overhead. They were all just floating in the ecstasy of Krishna prema. Je prema vilasa dhamma, simply full of Krishna prema, the pastimes of prema. Yadu kahi anupam, which has no equal, no equivalent. Je dikila sei tadasaki. And those persons who saw this, they knew the truth of this. The poet Yadudas lived a few hundred years after the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he says that all those persons who bear witness to this, they know this truth because it's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Adyapiha Chaitanya e Shabalila Kori, Jakwane Jahari Kori, Jistiyari Kari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on even today. And very fortunate people, they can see him. Sometimes it was described on several different occasions in the life of Shiva Bhaktisiddhanta. He was at the Chaitanya Mutt in Navadvip, and he used to go for a walk every morning. And one morning he was walking with the devotees, the disciples were all going with him, and suddenly he became ecstatic Do you see? Do you see? There. Mahaprabhu, he's dancing. You see, Lord Nityananda? And the devotees are all looking. You don't see. On another occasion, there was some dead animal or something near the mutt. When the devotees went for a walk, they were all holding their faces like this. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he told them that you don't see that the Panchatattva, they're here right now doing their kirtan. All you experience is a bad smell. So that's all that we experience. We go to the Dham and we say, oh, Vrindavan needs some sewage. Help, huh? Maybe some new pipes and things. Very, very bad. We go to Jagannath Puri, sometimes the sewage is flowing on the streets. In Puri, when we're doing kirtan, the devotees are, oh. We don't see right there today Lord Gaura Roy is doing his kirtan. There's a road in Puri right near the Tota Gopinath temple. It's called Gaura Batsahi, and that means the way. But Sahi means the road away where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going every day. And he's still going on that way today. And those people who are very, very fortunate, they can see it. So today is a very special festival for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We didn't mention, but today is also the disappearance of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. We mentioned this something, I think, yesterday, that he disappeared shortly after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu must have left this world also either yesterday or today. Or excuse me, either today or tomorrow. Tomorrow is the disappearance of Srup Damodar Goswami, the Ratha Yatra. So this Ratha Yatra festival is a very special festival for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This thing was predicted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. On the 19th of May, 1934, just a few years after he'd taken sannyas, excuse me, toward the end of his pastimes, right after he took sannyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta went to Alarnath. That, I think, was 1910 or 1911, isn't it? And then in 1934, some years later, on his last visit to Brahmagiri Alarnath, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said something which no doubt must have bewildered his followers who were sitting there. He said, well, we found this in one Oriya magazine, and we translated, this is an English translation, it's not his original words, but he said to the effect, we must take Lord Jagannath in an airplane chariot to Eastbourne, London. There, Alarnath, Gaudiyanath, and Gopinath will appear. We must install the deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere in the world, otherwise there will be no auspiciousness for the human race. I remember we printed this in our fourth issue of Krishna Katamrita about Jagannath Rath Yatra. And some years later, Krishna Kunda and I, a few years ago, we were in the manor in England. And one Mataji, I'm very sorry, I don't remember her name, she's a Prabhupada disciple, she came to see us one day and she said, I want to tell you something. She said, I read your magazine and I'm from Eastbourne. I just wanted to tell you that this year we had our first Ratha Yatra there. So this prediction, Eastbourne's kind of a suburb area of London, a separate town, I think. I don't know. Maybe he was just referring to London in general. It was kind of an unusual thing. But in any case, he predicted that Jagannath would go all over the world. And this was a rather unusual comment because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, as far as I know, didn't install Jagannath in any temples anywhere in India, even in Jagannath Puri, in the Purushottam Mutt, the only temple he established in Puri. There's no deity of Jagannath. He established Gorgadadhar and Radhavinod Madhav. We showed some picture yesterday. So this is a rather interesting thing. Srila Prabhupada, once he said that this Ratha Yatra, this worship of Lord Jagannath, this is my personal desire. He said, all these other things, they came from my Guru Maharaj. But this particular thing, this was my desire. Prabhupada, on one occasion, he told the devotees about how when he was a young boy, he was doing Ratha Yatra. You may know that, and they had a little cart. And Prabhupada said that he used to keep that Rathiatra cart next to his bed, always when he was growing up. Jagannath is very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So dear, huh, that Prabhupada was to Jagannath, that Jagannath came to Prabhupada in San Francisco, and now this Rathiatra festival is going on all over the world, and Prabhupada's fulfilled this prediction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So the last few days we've been speaking something about bhajan and separation, and about the feelings of separation that the residents of Vrindavan experienced without the presence of Krishna. And it's a very big subject. We won't touch on this now. We gave a seminar on this twice last year, and once at the Govardhan retreat and once in Puri. We called it a meeting in Kurukshetra. And it takes some many days to explain everything. But this separation, it culminated in a meeting at Kurukshetra. It's described by the poet Nandakishore Das Goswami in his book, Vrindavan Lilamrita, that as the gopis and the brijbasis were feeling separation from Krishna while they were there in Vrindavan, Yegatam Mantapadjante, Tam Sataiva Bhajamyaham. Similarly, there in Dwarka, Krishna was feeling separation from the gopis. And he describes a very nice poetry. The queens of Dwarka, Rukmini and Satyabhama, and others, they were gathered together and they were speaking. And Rukmini was saying, you know, something funny is happening to Krishna. Sometimes at night he becomes delirious, he becomes ecstatic, and in his sleep he starts calling out for someone. I don't know who it is. It's not any lady that I've met here in Dwarka. Her name is Radha. And Krishna's calling out, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And he begins crying. Sometimes Krishna would be silent, and sometimes he would be shedding tears. Sometimes his pillow would become soaked. And the queens, they said, sometimes, laying in bed, suddenly he acts like he's playing on a flute. And sometimes, Rukmini said, he starts pulling on my cloth. And he says, Chandravali, don't be shy. And he starts calling out, Gopi, Gopi, Radhe, Radhe. So all the queens became very curious. And they went to Krishna. And they said, you're our dear husband. We're married to you. Who is this Gopi Gopi, Radhe, Radhe? Who is this Chandravali? At that time, Krishna was quiet. Then he began to cry. And after asking him three or four times, finally Krishna replied, you should know, you married me, but you didn't know that before we got married, I was a debtor. Any girl, she wants to marry a boy, she'd like to know a very important thing, if he has a very big debt. Krishna said, you didn't know before you married me, but I have a very big debt. I'm in debt, I'm a Rini. I'm a Rini in debt to all the Brijbasis. And I think of them all the time. And he said, amongst all those residents of Vrindavan, there's one personality who's the best. Her name is Srimati Radharani. He said, and in beauty and in qualities, no one compares to her. He said, she knows nothing but my lotus feet. Whether she's sleeping or waking, she doesn't know anything but me. Mm-hmm. Them, all they know is me, Kemona Pranadati. I don't know, Krishna says, how they're surviving now. I don't know how they continue to live. He says, Radhika Smarna Matre Hriday Vidare. Remembering Srimati Radharani, it breaks my heart. Mani Bhuje, Bhuje Eka Matra Akshaya Karana. They all are very one pointed, all those residents of Vrindavan. They're all simply thinking, how are we going to see Krishna again? Amara Ghamana Asi Dharya Jivan, and that hope is keeping them alive. When Rukmini and Satyabhama, they heard about this, they became ecstatic. This is mentioned by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It's also mentioned by Raghunath Das Goswami in Mukta Charit, that he tells the gopis, or the Mahishis, the queens of Dwarka, something about Radharani and the gopis of Braj. Krishna told them, it's very, very difficult to see Radha. She can be seen only if she desires it. And he said, moreover, the land of Braj is very far away. And those Brijbasis, they'll never leave. They'll never leave Vrindavan. He said, if I take you there, then the Yadu dynasty, They may be attacked by my enemies. Those residents of Vrindavan may be attacked by Sishupal and Dantavakra and other demoniac kings. So it's not possible to go there. He said, there's only one hope. Surya Uparagi. In a few days, there will be a solar eclipse. And at that time, all pious people, they're going to take a bath. And at that time, everyone in Bart Varsh, they'll go to Kurukshetra to take their bath. And he said that if we go there, there's some chance that we may meet with them. And that's a very wonderful pastime, very long thing. We won't go so much in that direction today. But Krishna took the Mahishis there to Kurukshetra. And there they had the opportunity to see Srimati Radharani and the other gopis. What did the gopis say to Krishna when they met at Kurukshetra? It's very interesting. Sukadeva Goswami says that only one verse that they spoke. Ahushchate nalina nava padara vindam yogeshwarai hridi vichintam agara bhorai samsara kupa patitotara nava lambam geham drusham apimanasyudhya yatsadanaha. This verse is a very unusual verse. They begin to pray to Krishna. Oh, Bhagavan, you're Paramatma. We're very, very fortunate to see you. You're the only shelter, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen in the dark well of material existence and your lotus feet are meditated upon by great yogis and mystics, great philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet should be awakened in our hearts, although we're just ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Many questions come in regard to this pastime of meeting in Kurukshetra. We know that our acharyas have compared Kurukshetra to Jagannath Puri. And just as this pastime of Kurukshetra is a very mysterious pastime, so also the Lord's pastimes in Kurukshetra are similarly very mysterious. Excuse me? In Puri, what did I say? Kurukshetra. And Jagannath Puri are also very mysterious. So, our acharyas have divided the Lord's pastimes into two broad divisions, Aishvarjamoya Lila, pastimes which are full of opulence, full of awe and reverence, and Madhurjamoya Lila, pastimes which are full of sweetness. Those pastimes which are full of sweetness take place in Brajbhumi. Arajya Bhagavan Brajesatanayas Tadama Vrindavanam. Those pastimes which take place in Vrindavan, that abode of Vrindavan, they're the topmost. And that dham is Madhurjamoya dham, Vrindavan. There's also Nabadweep Leela, which is also non-different from Vrindavan. But there the mood is known as Odharjamoya Leela. That place is full of munificence, kindness, and mercy. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji declared, I'll go there and do my bhajan. In Vrindavan it's very difficult because so many offenses may be considered. But in Nabadweep Dham, no offenses are considered. So what is Jagannath Puri Dham? Some people, they say that Jagannath Puri is like Dwarka. And that Jagannath Puri, the pastimes there are full of opulence. Some people have even said that the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there are full of great opulence. It's said by Krishnadas Kavraj Goswami that Aishvarja, Priti Sankuchita, the nature of this opulence, this awe and reverence is, it makes the love shrunken. We can give a simple couple of examples. And the battle of Kurukshetra, when Arjuna was there with Krishna, he requested Krishna to show his virat roop. And when Krishna did that, Arjuna became shocked. And he said, oh, I made a big mistake. Please excuse me. And he started offering prayers to Krishna. Deva, Deva, Jagatpate, you're the God of gods. Dosha kami, moha dami, please forgive me for my offenses. I'm very fallen, I didn't know. That was his reaction when he saw this opulent feature of Krishna. Because Aishvarja Priti Sankuchita. Opulence makes love shrunken. But a similar pastime took place in Braj. One day, Sridham, Madhu Mangal, Balaram, some of the boys, they came to see Mother Yashoda. They said, Ma, your Kanu has been eating mutti, dirt. We went to Brahmanda Ghat today. And we were playing in the Jamuna. And Kanu Krishna, he started eating mutti, dirt. Mother Yashoda, she became very concerned. Krishna, you come? Have you been eating dirt? And Krishna turned his head aside and he said, no, like this. And Mother Yashoda, I think every mother in this world has some troubles like this. He said, let me see your mouth. Open your mouth. And Krishna went, ah. And Mother Yashoda looked inside. And we know this pastime. She saw the entire universe. She saw the Virat Roop form of the Lord. All the different universes and all the planets and all the demigods. She saw herself in Krishna. Arjuna, when he saw that Virat Roop, he became terrified and began offering prayers. His love became shrunken. What happened to Mother Yashoda when she saw it? It's described in one Lila Kirtan in Braj. that when Mother Yashoda saw that, she became very disturbed. What happened? My Kanu? A ghost has come in him? How has this thing happened? And she wanted to call for some Brahmins to come and do some, chant some mantras, do some exorcism. But that day, Nanda Maharaj and Rohini, they had gone to the house of Upananda for Balaram's birthday. And Yashoda was there alone with Krishna. So no one was there with her. So Yashoda, she's a village girl. She thought, oh, I've heard that gobar, cow dung, is very auspicious and ghosts don't like that. So she went out to the goshala and she gathered up a bucket of gobar and she came back inside and she took that cow dung and she started smearing it all over the body of Krishna. All over his hair, his face, and his body, everywhere. And Krishna is standing there, covered with cow dung. And he's thinking to himself, everywhere else, when I show my Virat Roop, they offer prayers and they worship me. But here in Vrindavan, they just smear cow poop all over me. This is not good. I won't do this here again. So there's some difference in these leelas. Just as there's some difference in the places of the Lord's pastimes, Thakur Bhaktivinoda similarly describes that there's also some difference in the Lord's names. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani and in Bhajan Rahasya, he describes two basic categories of nam, Mukhya Nam and Gona Nam, primary names and secondary names. The primary names, he says, are like Govinda Madhava, Krishna, Radhika Raman, Brajendra Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, different names which evoke the pastimes of Krishna. The Gona Nam, those secondary names, are names which indicate the Lord's Aishvarjamoya Leela, his pastimes full of opulence. Those names are like Srishtikarta, Adikarta, Paramatma, Parameshwar, and Jagannath. They're names which indicate his secondary activities of creating the universe, of maintaining it, like that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that these Mukhya Nam, these primary names, they give one Krishna Prem. And the Gona Nam, the secondary names, they give one Dharma, Artha, Kama, and maybe Moksha. So, it seems then that Lord Jagannath, his position is that he's an opulent feature of the Lord. Indeed, he stays in the temple which is known as the Sri Mandir, the temple of Lakshmi Devi, and he's worshipped with fantastic opulence in awe and reverence by so many personalities. And similarly, just as if we want to understand something about the Lord in a particular feature, then we should try to understand the nature of the place where the Lord performs his pastimes. So these different dhams are described by our acharyas as being expansions of Lord Balaram. When Lord Balaram sees that Krishna wants to enjoy some sweet pastimes, then Balaram manifests himself as Vrindavan. When he sees that the Lord wants to enjoy some Naralila, some human-like pastimes that are mixed with some Aishvarja, then Lord Balaram manifests himself as Mathura or as Ayodhya. When he sees that the Lord wants to enjoy pastimes which are full of opulence, then he manifests himself, Balaram manifests himself as Vaikuntha. So this Jagannath Puri Dham is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat and in the Skanda Purana. It's said there. Krishna describes himself. Sehistani Prabhave Yojana Dasya Bhumi Sahate Vasai Dasya Sangha Kitty Hare Krishna says that you should know about this place, Sabara Dekaye, Chatabuja Deva Gani. Everyone in this place, they all have forearm forms, like in Vaikuntha. So we're not interested in forearm forms. We don't pray that Vishnu Bhakti Pradi. We don't pray for Vishnu Bhakti. We pray for Krishna Bhakti. We pray to become a resident of Vrindavan, not a resident of Vaikuntha. And Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Siddhanta Twastvade Pi Sri Sukrishna Surupayaha Rasanap Krishna Te Krishna Rasanesha Rasastitihi. In terms of Siddhanta, Lord Narayan and Krishna are a beta. They're non-different. But in terms of rasa, Krishna is superior. So we're not interested in forearms. But that's the nature of that place. I'd like to read you a few more verses you might like to meditate on Jagannath Puri. Nidrateo jesane samare bala hoi Jaya nidra nama phala jata bhe hoi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. I used to wonder why Jagannath Puri was so popular and why so many devotees were coming and staying there. Why don't they just go to Vrindavan or Mayapur? And then we read this verse. Nidrate o jeshtani samari falahoy. Because anyone in this place who sleeps, they get the benefit of being in samadhi. Well, very nice thing. You go there. If your temple commander is coming and bother you, Prabhu, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. You should get up. Hey, don't bother me. I'm in samadhi. Bonafide, very nice thing. Shayana prama phala yatta vedikoi. Anyone who just lies down in that place, they get the benefit of offering pranams. Pradakshina phala pai kori le brahma yatta matra yatta hoi amara prama Hare Krishna. Around in that place, they get the benefit of doing Tirtha Yatra. It's said in Skanda Purana that every step you take in that place, you get the benefit of circumambulating all the Tirthas in the universe. And Kata Matra Yatra Hoy Amarashtavana. That anyone who talks in that place, and if you get a hotel room when you go there, one of the Bengali hotels, you'll understand what we mean by this, because when the Bengalis come, they like to talk very loudly all night long. Anyone who talks in that place, so he says, don't criticize them, because their talking is the equivalent of uttering the Vedas, reciting prayers to me. Someone gets the benefit. And not just that. Wonderful, Nirmala is such a pure place that even Matsya Kaile, Opai, Havishyara Phala. If you go there and you eat some nice fish, then you get the benefit of eating Havishya. Havishya is usually some grains of wheat or barley that they pick in a very certain way. They put some ghee with it and they let it sit in the sun. It's considered very pure. Very purifying. Anyone who takes it, their conscience becomes purified. So that's what happens if you go and eat fish there. But before you go running there to have some nice fish in a restaurant, it doesn't apply for devotees. You'll get some aparad, because Srila Prabhupada said, don't do that. So we don't eat fish there. But even someone who's eating some fish there, they get some benefit. So then what is Jagannath Puri? Jagannath Puri, from this description, it's a very, very merciful place. We've not seen any description like this about Vrindavan. We've not seen any description in Shastra about this, like this about Navadvipa. Some things are written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, He was establishing Navadvip Dham. But we don't see anything, any statements like that in Shastra about this. But we see this statement about Jagannath Puri. So is it a place of opulence? Is it a place of munificence? And at the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has performed many extraordinary pastimes there. In Jagannath Puri, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the temple one day, he was standing next to the Garuda Stambha, and he became so ecstatic that three of his fingertips melted into the Garuda Stambha, and his feet melted the stone underneath him. And to this day, I've not been inside the temple to see, but I've heard that to this day, inside the temple, you can see those footprints, and you can see those fingerprints. And if you go to Brahmagiri Alarnath, as we do many times every year, something even more wonderful happened. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had darshan of Lord Alarnath, he fell on the ground offering dandavat pranams, and he melted the entire stone under his body. And that stone is still there today. So what is the nature of this place? We've not heard anywhere where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted the stone in Navadvip. We've not heard about him melting the stone in Vrindavan. From this, it seems that his ecstasy increased. In fact, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that the ecstasies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there in Vrindavan, he says they've not been seen anywhere, in any place. He says they're very inconceivable ecstasies that he exhibited there. So why? Why is it that his ecstasy seemed to increase when he went to Jagannath Puri? How do we understand this? What is the nature of Jagannath Puri Dham? It's a very big topic. Some people, they say that Jagannath Puri Dham is like Dwarka. And there's a number of pramanas to support that. It's said that Vrindavanam Parityaga Padikam Nagachati, Krishna never takes one step outside of Vrindavan. So that Vrindavan appears in Kali Yuga is Navadvip. It's non-different. So they say similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never leaves Navadvip. But Krishna leaves Vrindavan, right? Who takes Krishna away from Vrindavan? Akura. But he doesn't really leave. That's his Vasudev expansion. I think all of you know that, or you should know that. It's an important part of our Gaudiya theology, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. But it's his Vasudev expansion who seems to go to Mathura and then to Dwarka. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves Navadvip, who takes him away? Can someone say? How does he leave? Why does he leave Navadvip? He took sannyas. Who gave him sannyas? Keshava Bharati. Who was Keshava Bharati in Krishna Leela? Guru Ganadish Deepika says, Iti ke chit prabhasante akura Keshava Bharati. That akura came as Keshava Bharati. When Krishna goes to Mathura, where does he stay? There was no Holiday Inn hotel, anything like that, in those days. Where did he stay? I'll give you a hint. He stayed in the house of a young lady. Kubja. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, where did he stay? He stayed in the house of Sarvabhauma, but that was only for a few days. Mainly he stayed somewhere else. The house of Kashi Mishra. Who's Kashi Mishra in Krishna Leela? Guru Ganadish Deepika states, Maturayam Parayasit Sarindri Krishna Vallabha Sajjanila Chalavasaha Kashi Mishra Prabho Priyaha. That Kubja appeared in Kali Yuga as Kashi Mishra. So this is a very good pramana. So then we can understand that Jagannath Puri is like Mathura or Dwarka. So then we can finish our discussion. We can all go take some prasadam. Is everybody satisfied with that explanation? Shishi Radha Govinda Madhava Juki. If there's anyone here who's not satisfied with that explanation, then please raise your hand.
Not satisfied?
Not satisfied. Okay, then maybe we have to say something more. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left Jagannath Puri. He went to Vrindavan. When he went to Vrindavan, where did he stay there? Does anyone know? That's a more difficult question. You'd have to know something about Bhakti Ratnakar. No. He stayed on the bank of the Jamuna in a place known as Imli Tal. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he described that was his personal favorite place in Braj, and he made a temple there. You may know a very amazing pastime which took place there in Dwarpar Yuga when Srimati Radharani left the Rasasthali. Krishna, feeling great separation, went running after her and looking for her. And looking for Radharani, mad in separation from her, Krishna was calling out, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. He couldn't find her. Finally, he sat underneath a tamarind tree in Imli Tal, and he began crying and doing Radha Bhajan. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And then suddenly an amazing thing happened. His Krishna Varna, his blackest complexion, became golden, thinking of Srimati Radharani. That was the same place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to when he stayed in Vrindavan. He went to many places in Vrindavan. They did Brajmandala Prakrama. He discovered Radhakun and Shyamakun and different places were there. But he was staying in that place primarily. So when Mahaprabhu went there, he's the same Krishna. Nomi Krishna Swarupam. But Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. He's in a different mood. He was also crying, just like Krishna was crying 5,000 years ago. Krishna was crying and calling out, Radhe, Radhe. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying, but he was calling out, Krishna, Krishna, in the mood of Radharani. He went there to Vrindavan to taste Radha Bhava. Because Vrindavan is the place of Srimati Radharani. When Krishna was requested by the demigods to come to this earth planet, the Garga Sanhita describes that Krishna agreed, yes, tatastu, I'll go. At that time it says that Radharani was sitting there, looking very unhappy. And Krishna said, hey Priyatama, what's wrong? And Radha said, you're Swatantra, you're independent, you can do whatever you like. But you should know that if you go there and leave me, I'll die in your separation. And Krishna said, no, 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 no. You'll also come with me. And at that time, Garga Sanhita says, Radharani spoke the following words. Yatra Vrindavanam nasti, yatra no Jamuna nadi, yatra no Govardhan nasti, tatra me manana sukham. She said, I have no manasuk, no happiness, where these three things are not present. The Vrindavan forest, Govardhan Hill, and the Jamuna River. I want these three things. So when Krishna came in the mood of Radharani, he wanted to fulfill his desires to taste Radha Bhav. As soon as he took sannyas, Lochandas Thakur says, immediately, right after taking initiation in Gaya, immediately he decided, I'm going to Vrindavan. And there was an Akashvani, a voice from the sky saying, don't go now, you'll go later on. And then after he took sannyas from Kesava Bharati, immediately the first thing he said was, I want to go to Jagannath Puri. He went to Puri, and then he left Puri, and it said that his ecstasy increased 100 times more when he left on his way to Vrindavan. And when he reached Mathura, it increased 1,000 times more. And when he entered into Braj, it increased 100,000 times more. And he went there to Imlital, the same Krishna, only now, instead of crying out Radhe, Radhe, he's crying out Krishna, Krishna. And something extraordinary happened. His Gauravarna disappeared, and he became blackish, the color of Krishna. And he thought to himself then, this is not good. I came here to taste the love of Radharani, but now this Krishna Varna has come. I can't taste Radharani's mood and separation because this Vrindavan is a place of Milan. It's a place of union. And now this black complexion's come, the next thing is sicky pitchy, a peacock feather's going to come, then my Vamsi will come. And I'll be Shyam Sundar, not Gora Sundar. I won't be able to taste this Radhabhav, so I must leave. And where did he go? He went back to Jagannath Puri. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that it was there in Jagannath Puri that Krishna fulfilled his three desires. Those three desires were not fulfilled in Navadvip. They weren't fulfilled in Braj, but they were fulfilled in Jagannath Puri. There in the Gambira with Sarup Damodar and Roy Ramananda. So what is the nature of this place? We say that the meeting in Kurukshetra is like the meeting in Jagannath Puri. It corresponds to the Rath Yatra. But one question we also have about this meeting in Kurukshetra, what were the gopis doing offering prayers to Krishna? Hey, you're Bhagavan, you're Paramatma. For fallen people like us, you're the only shelter. It's the only verse they spoke to him there in Kurukshetra that Shukadeva Goswami gives. One commentary says that the reason why Shukadeva Goswami only gave one verse is it was too painful for him to express the feelings of the gopis in Kurukshetra. And one verse was sufficient for him to do that. So, what is the meaning of all this? And why is it that during the Rath Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during the Rath Yatra and other times, he's addressing Jagannath, the Lord, he's addressing Krishna as Jagannath. Not only that, he's saying Mahima, Mahima, Manima, Manima. Manima, Manima means, excuse me, sir, dear God. It's a really respectful kind of address. It's definitely 100% a Gonanam, a secondary name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani. How is it that we say that he's fulfilling his desires at Jagannath Puri? And it seems like it's full of opulence, and the prayers there are full of opulence. What is the meaning of this prayer the gopis offered in Kurukshetra? Ushchate nalina nabha padada vinda. And do you know that during the Rath Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also reciting this exact same verse in front of Lord Jagannath? What is the meaning of it? It has a deep purport. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and his Sartha Darshani Tika on this verse, Ahushchate Nalina Nava Padara Vindam, he says that this is Parokshavad. It has some secondary meaning. And actually this verse, you can understand it in several different ways. I gave a general meaning, an external meaning for it. A deeper meaning is that the gopis, they're praying, Ahushchate Nalina Nava Padara Vindam, Yogeshwarai Hridivichinta Magadha Bodhai. Because Krishna just spoke to the gopis and he said that you should meditate on me. I'm always with you. And the gopis are replying in effect that we're just housewives. Who are we? We're simple people. We're not like great yogis. We can't meditate on you. We're not great philosophers and that. We're just very simple ladies. This is another meaning. But a third meaning is there also. What if one of the Gurukuli children here that used to see running around naked when he was 1 year old and playing with the cows and the kittens and the children here. Uh-huh. What if later on he becomes the president of France, and you go to see him, and he doesn't recognize you, he doesn't give you any respect. So the gopis were praying something like that. They went to Kurukshetra and he said, Ahushchate nalina naba padara vindam yogeshwarai ridivichinchamagara bodhai samsara kupa patitotaranavalambam geham jusamapi manasyudiyat sadanaha. Oh, excuse us, you're a big man now. We've heard you're Bhagavan, you're God. Everyone's going and worshipping you. Do you still remember the gopis of Vrindavan? Do you still remember these village girls from Braj? Samsara, kupa patitotarana avalambam. We're just fallen grihasthas, sunk in the deep dark well of household life, and you're Bhagavan, and so many great yogis and mystics are worshipping you. Who are we? So this is Parokshavad, meaning it has a double meaning. The gopis are expressing some intense form of sulkiness, some loving sulkiness to Krishna. They have such a very, very intimate relationship with him. And they're expressing like this. What they're saying seems like Gonanam. They're saying things like Paramatma Yogeshwar, you're the king of the yogis, you're the Lord in the heart, you're Lord Narayan, Nalina Naba Padada Vinda, from your lotus everything comes. These are all Gonanam. But it's not that Aishvarja Priti Sankuchita, their love is not shrunken like Arjuna's. Their love is very, very intense. So what is the nature of Jagannath Puri? We should cite some authority. Srila Sanatana Goswami, in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, has described, Sri Krishna Devasya Sada Priyam Tat Ketram Yata Sri Mathura Tataiva Tatparamaishvaya Bara Prakasha Lokanusari Vyavahara Ramyam. He says that just as Vrindavan is always dear to Krishna, so also is Jagannath Puri, very dear to Krishna. He says, with this place, Tatparamaishvarja, it's a place of great opulence, not just Aishvarja, but Paramaishvarja. Great, great opulence. Tat Paramaishvarya. Bara Prakasha. It's manifested here. But at the same time, Lokanusari Vyavahara Ramyam. It's also a very sweet place. Very few people understand about Jagannath Puri Dham. My revered spiritual master, he spoke many things which devotees had never heard before. Very esoteric things. Very secret things. We were very fortunate to be there on a few occasions and the very first time these things are ever spoken in English. And he said that this Jagannath Puri Dham is known as Sri Ketra. He said that Sri means Sarva Angshani Radhika. It means the place of Srimati Radharani. And he said that those persons who are Madhurja Rasa Bhaktas, they see that Jagannath Puri Dham is a place of Radharani. Then Vrindavan Dham is Madhurja Dham, the place of sweetness. Navadvip Dham is Udharja Maya Dham, the place of munificence, mercy. In Jagannath Puri Dham, three things are present. Tat Paramaishvarja, Bara Prakasha. It's a place of great opulence. But it's also a place of kindness and mercy. Because it's there that the Lord saved Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that he gave mercy to Maharaj Prataparudra, that he danced with all the different devotees in Kirtan. It's a place where he saved the leper Vasudev and delivered him He gave so much mercy to so many devotees. It's a place of mercy. There, Lord Jagannath is known as Patit Pavan. It's also Udvajamaya Dham. But there's a third thing, which is covered, hidden underneath the opulence and the munificence, and that's Madhurjamaya, that sweetness. And we see this in Lord Jagannath every night. He wears a Bada Sringara Vesh, the dress of the great Sringara Rasa. And they say that Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they come to see him at that time. It's the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his most intimate pastimes. And he exhibited ecstasies there that he'd never experienced before. Sometimes his arms would shrink inside of his body and he would become like a pumpkin. He became something like Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath also, his arms are shrunk in his body and his legs are shrunk in his body. That form of Lord Jagannath is called Mahabhav Prakash. And similarly, my Guru Maharaj said that when Mahaprabhu exhibits this form in Jagannath Puri, this is also Mahabhav Prakash. But the question comes, how can these feelings be experienced outside of Vrindavan? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a dilemma when he arrived in Vrindavan. He wasn't able to taste Radharani's feelings of separation there. But he can't taste Radha Bhav outside of Vrindavan. His dilemma was very confusing. He wanted to taste Radha Bhav. The only place to taste Radha Bhav, though, is Vrindavan. But he couldn't do it in Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, his Krishna Varna comes. He becomes blackish. So the only way that he could taste Radha Bhav would have to go to a place which is simultaneously two opposite things. Vrindavan and not Vrindavan. Where did he go? He went to Jagannath Puri Dham. What is Vrindavan? What is Jagannath Puri Dham? Sanatana Goswami describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Tasmin Subhadra Balaram Samyutas Tamvaivanodham Purushottamo Bhajat Chakre Sagobardana Brindakatavi Kalinda Jatira Bhuvi Swayamiyam. It says that Narad Muni told Gopakumar when he was in Mathura. He said that Kintu Padesha Nitamekametam Matashinashi Purushottamakyam. Not far from here is a different place. It's not, they were in Dwarka, excuse me. Not far from here is another place. It's not Dwarka. Kintu Padesha Nitamekametam Matashinashi Purushottamakyam. It's called Purushottam Ketra. And there in that place, Tasmin Subhadra Balaram Samyutas Tambhaivanodham Purushottamo Bhajat. There in Purushottam Ketra, you'll find Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And you'll find three other things. Chakre Sa Govardhana Brindakatavi Kalinda Jatira Bhuvi Swayamayam. You'll find the Vrindavan Forest, Govardhan Hill, and the Jamuna River. Now you may say that this is some exaggeration, some poetic license of Sanatana Goswami. We'd like to hear from Shastra. Vaishnava Tantra states, Mathura Dwaraka Lila Yakaroti Cha Gokule Nilachalastita Krishnasta Eva Rachati Prabhu. Krishna's Purna, complete in Dwarka. He's Purnatara. When he arrives in Mathura, he's more complete, but he's Purnatama in Braj. And Vaishnava Tantra says, Mathura Dwaraka Leela Yakaroti Cha Gokule Nilachalastate Krishnasta Eva Rachate Prabhu. Whatever pastimes Krishna performed in Mathura, in Dwarka, and in Braj, all those pastimes take place in Nilachal Dham. Some of the Purusha Bodhini Shruti of the Atharva Veda says, Yata Bhargavi Jamuna Govardhana Ratna Samasanam Bhimala Sadosa Gopyaha Bhimala Sadosa Chandika Sadosa Gopyaha. That Jagannath Puri Dham, in that place, the Bhargavi River, which goes near Chandanpur, and then also it surrounds Puri. If you go from Puri going in a southerly direction toward, what's the big lake? You've been there? Lake Chilika.
Yeah.
Toward Lake Chilika, toward Alarnath, the Bhargavi River also goes there. That Bhargavi River is none different from the Jamuna. The Ratna Singhasan, which sadhus say that jeweled Singhasan that Lord Jagannath sits on, they say is made out of hundreds and thousands of Shaligram Shilas. So they say, don't get too close to it. So next time you go inside the Jagannath temple, don't go too close to that Ratna Singhasan. But then where are the gopis? We want gopis. Prabhupada said once to the BTG editors, don't boycott the gopis. Don't boycott the gopis. The gopis should also be there. We don't want to boycott the gopis. We want gopis. So where are the gopis in Puri? Bimala sadosa chandika sadosa gopyaha. And it's described, and this is very important. The 16 gopis of Braj are non-different from the 16 chandis of Jagannath Puri. Who are the 16 gopis of Braj? The Astasakis and the Astamanjaris. What's special about these 16, the 16 number? In his Gorgavinda Smarana Archana Padita Jan Chandra Goswami, he cites Padma Purana to point out that in Braj, Krishna has 16 Shaktis because he's Purnatama. And Mathura only has 15 Shaktis. And in Dwarka, he only has 14. And in Jagannath Puri, there's 16. The 16 gopis are manifested in the form of the 16 chandis, or goddesses. Srila Prabhupada, therefore, he describes in his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, chapter 22, text 132. He says, Navadweep Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, and Vrindavan Dham are considered to be identical. They're three rooms in the same house. Sometimes people, they say that, they quote some tantric literatures, which are quoted also in Gorgavinda Smarnarchana Padithi, that there's different moods of Radha, Radharani, and that when Radharani goes to Kurukshetra, it's a particular Radha, but that Kirti to Radha, she never leaves Braj. And they say this means different expansions, but it doesn't mean that. That's not what the Sanskrit says. You know, we understand from Shastra that when Radharani expands herself, those Vilas expansions are the Mahishis in Dwarka, the Gopis in Braj, the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha. This verse from the Gauravinda Smaranarchana Padidi is referring to different moods of Radharani. Araja Bhagavan Bhaji Satanayas Tadama Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the topmost abode. But there's different chambers, different rooms in Vrindavan. Just as in someone's house, there's different rooms. You have a kitchen, you have a dining room, you have a sleeping room, you have a bathroom. So one of the chambers in Vrindavan is a chamber of munificence, of kindness and mercy. That chamber of Vrindavan is known as Navadweep. And that same Navadweep is considered non-different from Jagannath Puri. No greater authority than Sachi Mata. She said, Nilachala Navadweepi Edui Gar. Nilachal Dham, Jagannath Puri, and Navadweep are two rooms in the same house. But they serve a different purpose. Vrindavan Dham is Madhurja Maya Dham. Navadweep Dham is Odarja Maya Dham. Jagannath Puri, three things are found, Aishvarja, Odharja, and Madhurja. And Jagannath Puri Dham is known as Vipralamba Ketra, the place of separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is two opposites in one container. He's Bhakti Naipunya. He's, in the language of our Guru Maharaj, the last limit of bhakti. He's inconceivable because these two things, union and separation, are together in one container. He's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. So union is there. But the mood of separation is predominant in Gaura. So two opposites in one container. And he performs his pastimes, his concluding pastimes, his Anchalila, where he satisfies his three desires as Krishna in Jagannath Puri, which is a place of opposites.
It seems like it's Dwarka. And Kashi Mishra is Kubja. And he takes sannyas from the same person who's a Kura. And he goes to this place which is full of opulence. But it's something different. In Mathura and Dwarka, Aishvarja Priti Sankuchita, the opulence makes the love shrunken. But in Jagannath Puri, the opulence doesn't make it shrunken. This is Rath Yatra. When the Brijbasis see Krishna in Kurukshetra, they don't become overwhelmed and start offering prayers. They don't say, wow, look at all that gold. When the Yadu dynasty was marching on the way to Kurukshetra, it said that people couldn't see for hundreds of miles around because of all the gold and opulent jewels which had been carried on their chariots. People were blinded by the sunshine reflecting on that gold and jewels everywhere. Huh? They were carrying those things in the back of their chariots to give in charity. Nanda Maharaj and the Brijbasis were also coming to Kurukshetra. They also had chariots made out of wood, not gold. And on the back of their chariots, they also had a heavy load of gobar, cow dung, and some wheat and things to give to the cows. And they were going. It was a different mood. But they didn't become overwhelmed with feelings of opulence. Rather, when they saw Krishna and Kurukshetra, their love increased. It didn't decrease, it increased. Their feelings became more intense. It's called prema vaichitya. When the lover and the beloved are together, but they're feeling separation. And the gopis, they told Krishna there in Kurukshetra, you should do one of two things. You should either return with us right now to Vrindavan, or you should kill all of us. Because it's the same thing. Their mood was so very, very intense there. And the same mood is found in Jagannath Puri Dham. Because it's Gupta Vrindavan, hidden Vrindavan. Otherwise, how is it possible that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could experience the feelings of Radharani? You can't experience the feelings of Radharani in Dwarka or in Mathura, in Vaikuntha. It's only possible in Vrindavan. And this is why Radharani, in the form of Gadadhar Pandit, took a vow of Ketra Sannyas, I'll never leave this place. And Srila Prabhupada, he writes in one purport, he said that, nice thing. The eternal Brajbasis like Sarup Damodar never came to Vrindavan. Pundrik Vidyaniti, Haridas Thakur, Shivas Pandit, Shivananda Sain, Ramananda Roy, Sikhi Mahiti, Madhuri Devi, Sri Gadadhar Pandit Goswami never visited Vrindavan Dham. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out we have no authorized documents stating that these exalted personalities ever visited Vrindavan, but they were all there in Jagannath Puri. So this place is a very, very deep place, a very, very mysterious place. It's a place of very, very wonderful loving pastimes where the devotees, the residents of Vrindavan, they meet with Krishna and they say, we don't want to see you as a king. We want to take you back to Vrindavan. This is Jagannath Puri Dham. Shipraim Purushottam Sachinandana Gora Hari Ki Shimadujara Saganaiti Murti Mahaba Prakash Jagannatha Ki Gopraim Anandi Hari Hari Bo. I'm sorry we went so late. And any comments or questions very quickly, Mataji? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he describes this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that Krishna appears in two forms in Kali Yuga, as Jagannath, in the form of wood as Jagannath, in the form of water as the Ganga. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Jagannanda Pandit says in Prema Vivarta that Mahaprabhu came as a Charya Leela, not as a deity. Similarly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, well, maybe we should start with this. In all the biographies, I've gone through all the different biographies of Mahaprabhu, and there's very little mention of any deities. Sometimes it's mentioned, Tota Gopinath's mentioned a fair amount. And then once or twice it's mentioned some other deities that he visited. But Lord Jagannath is mentioned hundreds of times. And it's said by Lochan Das Thakur that Mahaprabhu was going three times a day to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. It's not said that he was going three times a day to have darshan of Tota Gopinath, mm-hmm, or Sakshi Gopal, or any of the other Radha Krishna deities who are in that area. Suddenly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the place of Sri Rangam, he was going and having darshan of Lord Ranganath, who some people say is the oldest deity in the universe. But he made some deities at that time with his own hands. Those deities are still there today. I went and had darshan a few years ago. We took a few photos. That would be another slideshow we could do. And those deities, they're not Radha Krishna. Those deities are Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Those are the deities that he made. It's another evidence that this was the Ishtadev of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Lord Jagannath is a deity of separation. And just as Jagannath is a deity of separation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also...